You guys were quick tonight.
I like it.
I failed to mention your hat and the fedoras. Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Not so sure Manolo about the cow hat.
Huh?
The hat, the cow.
You know, you always had a white cap that was so dirty.
What is that?
And the day before the last game, he said to me, that cap is so dirty. If I gave you a cap, you would use it.
Of course he gave you the cap. Of course he, see?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get you.
And also my
I'm
son,
getting you a Fullerton hat.
And also my son graduated from here.
All right.
What are you seeing for your team offensively right now? How would you maybe try to make sure that they're kind of going?
Yeah, you know, obviously, offensively, we haven't gotten the job done. but if you look at some of the individuals throughout the lineup that are, in my opinion, you know, progressing. The kid that stands out is Pache had, you know, another two good quality at-bats where he hit balls hard, didn't get the result. You know, you look at Kevin Smith tonight, you know, he had two quality at-bats. So we're doing things that I see improvement in. But we're obviously not scoring runs. So, we talked a little bit about that pregame, trying to create some offense, trying to do some things different. Elvis had a good night with two hits. We're reducing our strikeouts. We're just not getting the hit with runners in scoring position and being able to capitalize on just putting at-bats together as opposed to them being kind of spread out.
Still early in the season, but the numbers at home lower than on the road, in some cases significantly. Is there anything that you would attribute that to?
No, I think, you know, it's probably too early to assess the home-road split in terms of the offense, some of which could be, this is a tough hitter's ballpark. It has been for years, but that's not an excuse to not scoring runs, not performing offensively. We definitely need to do a better job. Offensively, our pitchers have done a really good job. Every night they seem to be able to manage the game and keep us in the game. So,
yeah, what do you saw out of Zach Lowe tonight? He had a very good start of the game.
Yeah, he came out well. I think the biggest thing for Zach tonight didn't seem to have great command on the inner half, which is a big part of his success. And I think there in the fourth, it just looked like he was maybe running out of gas. I thought it was the right decision to go out and get him. We still had a chance to win the game. Overall, I think, Zach battled without his best command of his stuff tonight.
How impressive is that outfield when you have Barrera, Pache, and Loriano, just in terms of the range they cover and also the arm that they have?
Yeah, I'd say that outfield, probably if you assess just the true foot speed, it's probably one of the better in the big leagues. Those three guys can go cover ground. Two of them have great arms. I Barrera can throw the baseball, but I think Pache and Ramon obviously do a good job with getting to the baseball. We saw that tonight with Pache, even though he made an errant throw. He covered ground quick and made a decision for the third base coach that was probably more difficult. So, but yeah, overall that outfield definitely can go cover ground.
What were you guys thinking with Lou there?
Yeah, Lou, a little bit of history with this. He gets amped up and has trouble sometimes catching his breath. So I kind of assessed that right away. Gave him a couple of pitches and then wanted to just make sure we went out and checked on him. It wasn't something a little more severe and he's experienced it before, but obviously, you got to go out and make sure he's okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Yep.